West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday approving the county's budget for 2023-24. Included in that a $2 an hour raise and retention checks for employees. The county is expecting to generate more than $70 million in general revenue for the coming year.
I am so excited the Board of Commissioners passed the 2023-2024 budget. I am so thankful to the finance director for working with me to present this budget to provide for all our employees.
Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan there. The county is adding four new positions in 2023-24, one full-time IT specialist position for the IT department, one part-time court coordinator for state court, one full-time victim advocate position for the solicitor's office, and one full-time gymnastics coordinator position for recreation. The board last night also approving a $7,500 a year raise for the county's deputy fire chief. The chairman had proposed a $15,000 a year raise for that position. A pair of familiar names are back in the mix at the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce and Carroll Tomorrow. Brian Dill, who has served as interim president and CEO of Carroll Tomorrow and the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce since the departure of Karen Handel, is stepping into the role full-time. The Carroll County Chamber of Commerce also welcomes back Ryan Owenby, who will return as Senior Vice President of Operations. Dill will have a lot on his plate as he will also continue his duties as Vice President of External Affairs of Health Liant and Tanner Health System. Owenby returns to the Chamber after having served as the Director of Signature Events and Traditions at the University of West Georgia since October of last year. An Atlanta-based developer later on this month will be presenting to Villarica's Planning and Zoning Commission, seeking support for plans to build 342 senior living townhomes within 114 buildings on property at 1739 Carrollton-Villarica Highway. That property is between State Route 61 and South Van Wert Road, south and west of the V-plex. Highlands Residential LLC will need to get city approval to rezone that land from agricultural residential to single-family attached residential. The developer is proposing a variety of housing types to accommodate a variety of household formations, sizes, and incomes. If the project gets approval, the developer anticipates construction of the first phase of 120 units to begin this year. Another two phases would be built over the next 3 to 5 years. Well, proceeds raised at Carrollton-based Ray Lynn's second annual Builders and Barbecue this week will benefit Mighty Hero Homes, a national organization whose mission is to raise funds to eradicate veteran homelessness in the U.S. and provide affordable, permanent homes to all homeless veterans in safe environments.
We actually have veterans who have served in our stead to protect our freedoms. Homelessness in general is an absurd problem. And then on top of that, to have veterans that have served us like they have to be living out on the streets, it's just an absurd problem.
Cliff Harris, Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Ray Lynn, promoting the Builders and Barbecue event on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice.
Come over to 110 Dixie Street on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock and join us in a really fun, family-friendly environment. We're going to have games for children, and we'll have the Mighty Hero Homes team there, and it's going to be a fun barbecue event, and we'll get to taste the fares of the 21 teams competing that have all joined together to help us launch the solution to this problem in our country.
To learn more about Ray Lynn's second annual Builders and Barbecue event and Mighty Hero Homes, Tuesday's Community Voice program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.